Welcome to the Brand Groupies podcast. I'm Carrie Bellog, your host and founder of Brand Groupies. We're a social media, public relations, and personal branding agency working with companies in architecture, engineering, construction, and design. For our AEC Buzzmakers series, we invite inspiring guests who have spent their careers working within the AEC industry to create buzz and fuel business growth. Our mission is to continue to amplify the brand groupies behind the AEC industry brands who are leading the way into the future.
I'm going to introduce our first speakers of the day. You already know who they are because their bios are on the website. I sent them out to you. You've read them three times. I am not reading their bios, and neither are they. I want to get right to it. So Carrie and Lauren, come on up.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you so much, Edwin, for having us. We're honored to be here. We are the Brand Groupies, and today we're going to talk about the value of podcasting and social media to elevate your executive visibility. So my name is Carrie Bellog. I'm the founder and CEO of Brand Groupies. We do social media, public relations, and podcasting for the commercial architecture, engineering, construction, design, and real estate industries. So we're excited to be here and share some exciting podcast tips with you all. And this is Lauren.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lauren Ginast. I'm partner and president, and I joined Brand Groupies 4 years ago to run our public relations and podcasting division. And this is Ming Chen, our podcast partner.
Hi, my name is Ming Chen. I have a background in graphic design, entrepreneur. I was featured on a reality TV show called Comic Book Men for 7 seasons. It came after The Walking Dead, if anybody's a fan here. Unfortunately, after 96 fun-filled episodes, we got canceled, as all great TV shows do. And I was like, what do I want to do next? And I went into podcasting. So I built 3 studios in the central New Jersey area. I rent them out by the hour to potential podcasters who want to record and launch their shows. I go to events. I go to schools and teach classes. And it's been pretty amazing. I see podcasting as the future in digital marketing and just a great way to get the word out there. And above all else, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun.
It is.
Who here listens to podcasts? Oh, all right. That's amazing. Yeah. What are some of your favorite podcasts?
My cousin is a podcaster out in L.A. He actually interviews like a lot of the people.
What's the name? Let's give him a plug.
His name is Jay Hogan.
Okay. What's the name of the podcast?
I actually don't know.
Okay. Jake Hogan?
Hogan. He's a comedian. He's a writer.
Oh, cool. Okay. Larry, I'm going to pull out my phone and subscribe later on. What are some of your favorite podcasts?
There's a great one if you're interested in anything to do with energy, which is Electrify This.
And it's a great name.
Yeah, it's been out for a few years, and if you want any insights into what's going on in the decarbonization and electrification world, it's a great podcast.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And over here, yes.
I think my favorite two are Founders, where the guy doesn't even interview anybody, he just reads books about founders like Dell or Walt Disney or Ray Kroc, and it's just really, really insightful, and I love that one. And also Alex Hormozi, who just talks about buying businesses and growing businesses and advertising. Maybe you guys know it, it's advertising and marketing.
Yes. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's amazing. Do we have somebody over here?
Huberman Lab.
Yes.
Which is a love podcast. Andrew Huberman is a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford, and just makes science extremely accessible. Like, it's a phenomenal podcast.
What's the name of it?
Huberman Lab. Huberman.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
That's amazing. Yes.
Real Tech Talk with a guy named Eric Brody, who addressed the last 6 months. And he's a developer, son of an architect, and it's
Good to know.
That's all I'm going to do. Some new firm called Property Scout that helps you develop air rights and zoning diagrams.
Ah.
Have hours instead of
the name again?
Okay. Real Tech Talk. Eric Brody.
Eric Brody.
Manhattan, and he's a pretty enthusiastic podcaster. So pertains to basically tech, and he's been ahead of the curve for years.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
There's one called The Anti-Architect.
I've heard of that one.
Yes.
Okay. You'll hear more about that. That's one of the podcasts we manage.
Yes.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good Jeff. Plug.
My next question to you guys is, where do you guys listen to your podcasts?
YouTube.
Car.
Car's a big one.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Somewhere.
Yeah. That's a great one. One great thing I love about podcasts, I was reading, podcasting is one of the major media formats that we can listen to and consume as we're multitasking, as we're working, as we're at the gym, washing dishes. My wife listens to them as she's trying to fall asleep. Yeah. Now in 2024, you know, we're in a big multitasking society. We're always doing 10 things at once. And I always get people asking me, it's like, you know, why don't you just watch a video? Or why don't you just put this on video? Why is the audio podcast so important? And the audio-only podcast is important because we can listen to them, consume them, and you know, actively consume them, retain all the knowledge as we're doing other things. Where's a video? Probably shouldn't be watching a YouTube video in the car or running in the path and on the street. And, you know, that's very important. Now as we're doing a million things at once.
Definitely, it's such a good way to multitask. We always have a phone on us, right? Which means we always have a podcast with us.
But yeah, I think they say probably 80-90% of the podcast we consume probably commuting on the subway or driving. So
exercising, yeah.
Yeah, and if you were stuck in the traffic, I was coming up from Jersey, I was very focused on that podcast as I was trying to fight through traffic.
Yeah. It's a great distraction from traffic.
Good podcasts in Manhattan as well, or no?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I can go anywhere. I've been to some pretty weird places. Alaska. I think the weirdest place I podcasted was I was asked to ride around on a double-decker bus around here in Manhattan, and we recorded a podcast as we were driving around the streets. A little awkward. The guy who was doing it, we had to keep asking him to duck as we were passing the street posts. He didn't get clocked on the head. No concussions. So that was good.
So as we think about podcasts and, you know, the significance of podcasts, there are actually over 5 million podcasts globally. There are 464 million listeners. And by the end of this year, there will be over 500 million listeners. The average listener spends a whopping 7 hours every week listening to podcasts. And the episodes usually last between 20 and 40 minutes. So it's easy to get little snippets on the go. You can listen for a few minutes in and out of the car, in and out of the subway. And video podcasts, you mentioned watching on YouTube. Video podcasts are on the rise. That's the wave of the future, kind of taking this audio storytelling to a whole new dimension. Spotify and Apple are definitely the go-to platforms, and Apple was in the lead, and Spotify is actually in the lead now in terms of where most people listen to their podcasts.
So before we dive into podcasting, Carrie, can you tell us, how do we become known?
So the first step is to build your brand pillars. Before you can get into PR and podcasting and social, you really need to develop your clear brand and narrative. And one of my favorite marketing gurus, Mark Schaefer, said, remember that branding is about creating an emotional expectation that leads to awareness and loyalty. It's hard for people to fall in love with an ad, a logo, or your website, but they can fall in love with you. So what are the 5 reasons why we need brand pillars? One, to establish a brand foundation, to build your brand story and develop your elevator pitch. Picture yourself in an elevator, like, what's your key message? You know, what is your personal brand story? Two, to clearly define your core brand identity and determine at least 2 unique pillars that differentiate you. 3, to inform and fuel your executive visibility strategy via PR, social, and podcasting for a 360-degree approach. And 4, to provide consistent messaging for your colleagues, partners, clients, and network, and the media to talk about you in a consistent way so that they'll generate awareness and buzz about you. And 5 clear brand pillars results in you being known in your industry and beyond. And Jeff Bezos said, your brand is what other people say about you when you're not in the room. I love that quote.
And Carrie, can you break down the brand pillars for us?
Yes. Here we are with our handy dandy visuals. I don't know if everyone can see. Jeff, can you see over here? So basically, we tried to simplify the brand pillars to, you know, four pillars. Number one, the being the face. Two, your product and service. Three, target audience and location. And four, your wow factor. What makes people say wow when they encounter you or someone's talking about you? So to break it down, as far as the face goes, you know, are you the face of your business? Do you have a partner? Is it, you know, we'd like to use maybe one to three faces. Who's the face who's going to stand, you know, behind the brand, be interviewed in the media, so that, you know, obviously people work with people they know and they like. So people do business with people. What are your passions or hidden talents? What's your reputation? You know, what do people say about you and your business when you're not in the room? Authentic, trustworthy, any specific skills, certifications, degrees, you know, what's your expertise? Have you won any awards? And also, what do you want to be most known for? So it's, you know, start to think about the face of your brand, whether it's a personal, you know, brand or your business brand, and who the faces are who represent the brand. The second is your product and service. You know, your company might have, let's say, 20 services, but what are the top 2 to 3 revenue streams that, you know, is meaningful to talk about when you're in an elevator? You want to get that, you know, pitched down, or if you're in an interview, or if you're a guest on a podcast, you know, what do you want to talk about? And also, what are you ultimately trying to accomplish for your personal brand? Do you, you know, have your sights set on a national speaking tour? Do you want to become an author? Do you want to do a TED Talk? As far as the business brand, do you want to expand your services nationally or internationally? Nationally, grow to 100 or 500 people? This all plays into, you know, your brand pillars, so that you can have a concise, you know, brand to pitch out there to podcasts and to the public. And then your target audience. You know, think about your target industry sector. Obviously, we know that what it is here, and who are your decision makers, but where are they? You know, for our industry, it's, you know, B2B. So LinkedIn is huge for this industry. Also, think about your location. You know, are you only, you know, New York City centric? You go, you know, all in, or are you looking to expand to Florida or the West Coast? And, you know, really think about, you know, location as well, to know who your target audience is. And then, you know, what is your wow factor? What's your area of expertise? You know, every one of you is an original. So that's why we say the face, like, there's no one like you. So already the brand pillar, the face, is a wow factor, because you're unique. In what you believe and what you have to offer. And what are the hot topics you can speak to? You know, is it rent stabilization? You know, are you excited about talking about the pros and cons of converting office buildings to residential spaces? Like, what really gets you jazzed and something that you really want to go all in? And then also, what are things that you rock at? You know, what do people say that you rock at, that makes you stand out? And are you an author? Are you on podcasts or host a podcast? And again, what makes people say wow about you? So we'll give you a quick example of a case study of one of our clients, Christian Giordano, who is the president and co-owner of Mancini Duffy. So this is just an example of how the brand pillars break down. You know, he is the face of Mancini. He's the president and co-owner. He's also the host of the Anti-Architect podcast. He is the inventor of the Tool Belt technology, which is their proprietary VR software they use in the design process. And he's in the YPO. So you can see how social media, it trickles down to social media. He was just in Fast Company. And there he is with his podcast, Mike, just to give you a snapshot. Product and service, commercial architecture, planning, and interior design services. Now, that brand pillar could apply to any company. What sets that pillar apart? Well, it's the Tool Belt VR technology that they've created to take their clients through the design process using, you know, the VR technology. And target audience and location, obviously leaders in their key sectors, hospitality, healthcare, life sciences, aviation, entertainment, obviously commercial real real estate, you know, developers and industry leaders. And while New York City, you know, their roots are over 100 years old in New York City, in New Jersey, they have two offices, they are growing nationally. So that's the plan. So we have to keep that in mind with any PR and promotional initiatives. So here you see it trickles down. One of their biggest projects is TSX Broadway in Times Square right now. This is Christian and his partner Scott in their Red Bank office, to just to show different locations. And then the wow factor, he's radically changing the industry through tech-first innovation. He's known as the anti-architect. And then he's a thought leader in national media, from Fast Company to the New York Post, and you can see how that trickles to social media. So that's just a snapshot of how brand pillars break down. So it'd be great to think, you know, what makes sense on your end for your brands, your personal brand and business brand.
So once you establish your brand pillars, you're ready to become known. One way we've seen great success in this is through industry podcasting.
So the Brand Groupies here, they've been podcasting since 2018. So we're crossing into 6 years now, which congratulations, guys. Lauren, can you tell us how you get your clients to be guests on podcasts?
Absolutely. So we found a really effective tool on the PR side of our business is, you know, back in the day when I started PR 25 years ago, it was all about print media and getting into print. And that has faded over the years, as we know. Many publications have shut down. They no longer print. And then digital rose up. Digital is, you know, still very popular. And then podcasts were born. And it's this incredible medium that is so unlike digital and print, because it actually captures you and your voice and your tone and your mission said by you. So when something's written about you, it's very hard to kind of see or think about, you know, what that person maybe really meant, or was their quote misconstrued. But on a podcast, you actually can hear it. And so we found that with our very busy executives, one way to get them out there is for them to guest on other people's podcasts. And yes, guesting is a verb. So being a guest on podcasts gives you this whole new platform to be exposed to new audiences and really consistently talk about what makes you unique. So talk about all those brand pillars over and over and over again. I've actually had clients say to me, you've booked me on so many podcasts, people are going to be sick of hearing what I have to say. But that's not true. We all have, you know, I think it's a 6 or 9 second attention span these days. And so if you can capture someone's attention, they might not see the first 10 podcasts that you're on, but then when you start putting it out there on social in a strategic way, or you have these avid fans like all of you who listen to podcasts, you might not catch them on Huberman, but you might catch them on your podcast that you mentioned. So it's a great way to be consistent about your message, and your brand will be exposed to new audiences. And most podcasts do this as a side hustle. Most podcast hosts do this as a side hustle. It's not their day job. So you're also getting exposed to people that are probably running a company that's somewhere in your sphere that could become a great new business partner or even a referral partner for you to help you expand your network. The momentum builds, and what we found is that the opportunities that open to you, whether you're hosted to, asked to be on other podcasts or a keynote speaker or join a panel, really starts to build. I actually had a client last week. She is the first waterfront architect in New York City. And a television show reached out to her to have her come on and be a climate expert and weigh in on all these different buildings in New York City and across the country and how they are speaking to things like climate adaptation and resiliency. And she said, how did you hear about us? And they said, our producer found you because you were on a podcast called Design Development. We heard your expertise on the podcast. We thought you'd be the perfect person to weigh in on these different issues. So it really does work. And then from a social lens, what none of you mentioned, actually, when we asked, where do you hear, listen to podcasts, was, you know, hearing about them on social media. I actually listen to most of my podcasts on social media. And that means that when I'm scrolling through my feed, I might hear a 20-second or 30-second or one-minute clip that is, you know, one of the most important messages from the podcast. And I feel like I've listened to the whole episode because I get dripped on these little moments. And so that's a big part of our approach to podcasting, is not just being on a podcast, but how are you then going to leverage that 30 or 40 minutes of your time and pulse it out really strategically on social media for your network? You tag the host, you tag their company, they share it, and all of a sudden your social media grows. And the podcast will also provide this evergreen social content. So what you say today can be recycled and used again 6 months from now, a year from now. We're still going back to Christian on podcasts that we had him do years ago.
Yeah.
And what he said is still relevant. He is still driving this 100-year-old firm into the future through tech innovation. He's still talking about the tool belt, which was just patented at the beginning of this year. And so it gives you just great, you know, kind of social legs to use.
So you guys have had your own podcast since 2018. You also manage podcasts for AEC and CRE industry leaders. Lauren, what does that entail?
Yeah, so if you, you know, the two options are you can go out and you can be a guest on podcast or you can host your own podcast. The cool thing about hosting your own podcast is you get to control the messaging. You're the star and you really get to brand it in a way that brings your expertise to life. So you can focus on your passions. You can focus on your expertise in terms of those brand pillars that we spoke about, and it's not a big time commitment. So you're all busy, and it's 1 to 2 hours per month, and then when done strategically, there's quite a large ROI. We've also found that no one ever says no to being on a podcast. Almost no one ever says no.
Yeah.
So if there are people in your network that you are looking to strengthen a relationship with, and perhaps they're not biting on new business, perhaps you need kind of a different way to start to nurture that relationship, asking them to be a guest and taking kind of the longer term strategy of they may not sign me, you know, sign on to work with me tomorrow, but at some point in the future, they may think of me. They may refer me. They may have liked sitting in my seat. You know, this is kind of how we do it. We have, you know, Ming comes in, you have your host, and then you have your guests. We can do them on Zoom. They can be in person. And you get this wish list of clients together that could start to become, you know, your each, you know, kind of be on an episode. You can also develop episodes about a project that you're doing. And it just gives you the chance to really co-promote the episode with their network. So you would tag their company and you would start to really grow your network. And there's so many ways to promote the podcast beyond social. You can send it out new episodes in a newsletter. LinkedIn has newsletters too, which is such an influential place for both the CRE and the AEC industries. You can also add the episodes to your website. And finally, the podcast becomes kind of this living legacy where generations in the future can go back and listen to you, how you started your company, what you were known for, and really get a good sense of your business and what your approach to business was. So not only will podcasting increase your executive visibility, but you'll also become even more known in your industry. Thank you for joining us today.